Welcome to the Locate 852 podcast, bringing you insights on how you can build and scale your business with social platforms. Hosted by the leading Facebook ad strategist in Hong Kong, entrepreneur, branding expert, and the founder of Locate 852, Chris Chung.
We have a very special guest on for this week's episode. Joining us today is Josh York, founder of Gym Guys and also a best-selling author. Gym Guys was recently featured on Inc's 500 list of fastest-growing private companies, and Josh is the driving force behind it. In this episode, Josh shares with us how he identified the gap in the market to start Gym Guys. Why is success in business 80% mindset? How, if you want to be extraordinary, you cannot live ordinary? The daily habits and routines he practices? The steps he took to grow Gym Guys? How he sets goals and achieves them? The skill set he believes that all young people should develop? Why is it important to stay comfortable? And much more. If you guys are curious as to how I'm able to help businesses scale and grow on-demand leads using Facebook advertising, then go to locate852.com/ultimate ad template. To download my ultimate ad template that outlines everything you need to know step by step in order to create highly converting Facebook ads starting today. As for now, let's get right into the show. Josh, I know you have lots of insights to share on how you went by building Gym Guys, but before we get to it, I just want to go all the way back so our listeners can understand what it really took to get to where you are at now. So share with me a little bit about your upbringing. What was that like? And then what was your first encounter with any sort of business?
Absolutely. Well, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you and appreciate you very much for having me on here. So Chris, thank you very much. I will take you back to, you know, my childhood. I've always been different. That's how I like to kind of describe it, different. I used to back in the day get up to go to the gym and ride my bike there when I had nothing to do all day at 3:30 in the morning. I still don't understand why I used to do that. But I used to literally bike 6 miles to the gym, 6 miles back, and obviously work out for an hour and do all that together at 3:30 in the morning. For what reason, I have no idea, when I had nothing to do. But I was always very driven. I used to pull things out of my garage, go down to the end of my driveway, sell them, like real entrepreneur stuff. Like, just always had it in me. Just always wanted to go the extra mile, always wanted to do more. That was something that was just always in my blood, you know, and always flew through my veins. As far as, you know, my actual childhood, you know, raised in, you know, not, I wasn't poor, I wasn't rich. I was kind of like, I'd say a little bit below the middle class. But, you know, nothing was ever given to me. I'll tell you that. I didn't have anything handed to me. I had to work hard for everything. I remember one story I always like to share. I'm a big hockey player. I play ice hockey. And, you know, when you have all your equipment, you put it in a big bag, you know, like a big hockey bag. And all I wanted was my father to get me a hockey bag, and he would never do it. So I used to go in the locker room, and the kids used to make fun of me because I had two little small gym bags. And it was always so embarrassing, but my dad would never spend the money on it because we just didn't have it. And back then, I couldn't understand the concept of it, but, like, you know, nothing was given to me. I had to work hard for everything. Mm.
And so what was your first encounter with business then? Like, business that you actually started to work for, or business that you wanted to start? Was that in your teens? Like, how is that going?
Honestly, the first was snow shoveling. Every time it used to snow, I was out literally at the crack of dawn, and some people used to yell at me because I used to ring their bell so early because I wanted to just get out there, get after it, and to make as much money as I can. I remember one day, I'll never forget it. It was crazy. Now, keep in mind, I was like, I don't know, maybe 13 years old. I made like $2,000 for the day, and it was a lot of work, and I didn't have a snowblower. This was all by hand. But that was probably my first. But you know, then obviously as I got older, you know, I started getting into personal training, really loved it. And I saw like how, you know, it seemed like pretty easy to be able to, you know, I was in shape, you know, let me start learning how to train people. And that's how it kind of started. And that's where I kind of saw a real gap in the marketplace. And that's kind of how I created the concept.
And how did you go by identifying that gap from beginning, from starting personal training and then to understanding that you wanted to start something?
You know, I started really seeing that the world's changing. And, you know, look, here in the United States, if your business is not Amazon proof, you're done. You will die. You will literally die. You got to constantly be evolving, and everything's about convenience. And I started seeing that. And really, one of my clients at the time came in late. She said, "Josh, I wish you'd come to my house. I just don't have any equipment." And that kind of stuck with me. And I was like, wow, this is like one of those ideas where it's like, why didn't I think of this? You know, how great would it be if I got a van, stocked it with all the necessary equipment, 365 pieces to be exact, went out, provided our three C's, which are the core competencies of our business, convenient, customized, and creative workouts, service clients anywhere, literally, home, office, pool, park, place of worship, hospital. You want to work out in a closet, Chris, we can make that happen. We bring the workout to you. And that's kind of how it started. And here we are today with the fastest growing fitness brand in the world. Not in the United States, in the world. We've grown faster than any other fitness brand in history. Been franchising now just into our fifth year. But in a matter of 4 years, 265 locations, 31 states. We're in three countries, about to go into our fourth. We definitely want to be starting expanding over to, you know, your area, you know, because, you know, especially the listeners who are listening here, because there's a huge market. Huge market. And I like to always say it's great to make a living, but it's really great to make a difference. And that's what we do.
And so just so the listeners know, at what age did you decide to start Gym Guys?
I started Gym Guys at 25 years old.
Did you have any prior experience with starting any companies? And how did you learn on your feet? How did you go by? I just want to understand it so our listeners can actually understand the kind of like the insights and the specific strategies yes. that you've went through to build this.
No experience, and I'm going to give you a very, very, very important equation. Pain equals growth. If you're not willing to experience pain, you're never going to grow. I've had a lot of horrible things happen to me over the years. Most people would never be able to handle it, never stomach it. It's a very painful experience to start something and create a new category from nothing. Mm. I had no money. I did this bootstrapped, started with 15 grand that I saved up. Never took a penny anywhere else. I've had more negatives in my bank account than sunny days in the Caribbean. I ate cans of tuna for 4 years straight. I've been evicted from my apartment. I've slept in the van many nights. I could tell you crazy stories of what it's taken to get to where we are today. But you know what? It's the ability to keep moving forward no matter what. Look, business is 80% mindset, 20% tactical. That is how I look at business. If you have a strong mindset, no one will stop you. And that's why it's very important to be able to be uncomfortable in order to get comfortable. And those are things I do every single day. I do the craziest things ever. Chris, you have no idea. I take 37-degree ice baths every day. I duct tape my mouth when I do cardio and breathe out of my nose only. I push myself to the limits that most people would never do because it's too painful. I like pain. It makes me tougher. It makes me stronger. And it gives me the ability to be able to do and have things that others won't because they're not willing to do the things that I'm willing to do.
Mm. And you've just mentioned that success in business is 80% mindset. And I know you've previously also mentioned that success takes vision and passion. Can you tie that in together with me and just expand on it a little bit more?
Yes. It comes down to energy. If you don't have energy, no one's going to believe in you. That's number one. If you don't have the ability to be excited about what you do, look, 75% of people drive to work every day committing spiritual suicide. They hate their job. They stare at the clock all day. They're miserable. It's another stat here in the U.S. that people spend 3 to 4 hours per day working on non-work related tasks. Literally, nothing to do with their job. They're surfing the internet. They're screwing around. Why? Because they hate what they do. You got to have passion. You got to be excited. You got to be going above and beyond if you love what you do. And if you don't have that vision painted clearly, you're never going anywhere because you got to paint that vision to your team. That vision's everything.
And you also talk about that if you want to be extraordinary, you cannot live ordinary.
As my quote, trademarked. Yes, it's very true. And it ties into things I said, right? You got to be willing to do things, you know, that other people won't do. It's just that simple. You know, look, last week, I'll give you an example. So I was in LA for a keynote. I did a keynote in front of, it was like 4,000 people. Crazy, man. I got this crowd jacked up. You have no idea. These people were like, I got a standing ovation. It's so powerful. And sometimes when I'm standing on stage, I'm like, some people are looking at me like I'm some god. It's like really humbling, but I just got them so fired up. Like, I know you feel my passion. You know, you might need a towel to wipe your screen because it might be dripping on your screen. I don't drink coffee. I get up very early. But so I flew into LA Tuesday night. I landed very late. get to the hotel, slept for a couple hours. I was up at 3:15 like I always am, you know, anywhere between 3:15, 3:30. Went to work out. You know, I don't work out in the hotel gyms. Those don't work for me. I took a Uber to a local gym, worked out. Intense workout, right? Then I got back to my bath. Remember, consistency wins. I had the hotel. I had ice ready for me. I had to customize my own ice bath in the hotel room. I had to make sure I had a room with a bath. And then I went on all day, spoke, did everything. Then I took a red eye home. I couldn't sleep because I can't sleep on the plane. Landed at 4 a.m. in New York. And what do you think I did? I drove right to the gym to work out again and didn't even sleep and went on through my whole day. And I was so fired up all day, had the most amazing day ever. Because it's a mindset, man. It's a mindset. And the whole time I'm thinking, man, I'm laughing because I know all these people out there, they're not going to do it. Most people would never do that. Would never. Everyone who came off that plane went to bed. Not me. I went to work.
Giving me a little bit more about your insights on mindset. Specifically, there's a lot of younger listeners on this podcast as well. And so how does one go by developing a strong mindset?
It starts off with, number one, getting into a very good routine. And health and exercise, that's a very important thing. Let me ask you a question. If you had to fuel your car, Chris,
yeah,
would you put I don't know, would you put Coca-Cola in your car? Would that make your car run?
Nope.
Well, what would probably happen? Your engine would probably break or something bad would happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to fuel your body with something that's not good and healthy for you? Because if you don't treat your body the same way you treat your car, by giving it good gasoline, your body's not going to run right. And I'm a big believer in routine. I'm a big believer. Look, it's one thing to build a business. It's another to build a bicep. And if you can build a bicep, you could build a physique. You could be ripped. You could be shredded. You could be able to have a whole nother level. You're at a whole nother level, man. You're at a whole nother level. Whole nother level. Because it's very painful to build the body I have. I'm not being cocky by any means. I'm just being real with you. It's a different level mindset. You could literally have a sniper outside my door at my house every single day. I'm like routine. Even if I get sick, I don't care. I could care less. I go to work at all times. I haven't taken a day off in years, man. I don't take time off. One day I will. But remember, you got to be willing to do things that others won't do, because one day you'll be able to live like others won't live. It's just that simple.
And so what are some of the examples of routines that you've put in place in order to make your life productive and efficient?
My routine doesn't shift. It's like, boom, every day. I get up at the same time, shower at the same time, get to the gym at the same time, eat the same things, do my ice baths every day no matter what. There was once I was sick with the flu, like really sick. I still took my ice bath. Think about that, being achy, having a fever. I still took my ice bath. I am one crazy dude, my friend, in a good way. But I don't shift from my routine. I eat a cup of blueberries every single day. Every single day. I haven't missed a day. I don't know, 20 years. I drink a protein shake every night before I go to bed. I haven't missed a day in 20 years, at least. Never, ever, ever drift from my routine. I drink the same amount of water every single day. I am consistent with whatever I do. Routine is very important.
And does that tie into how do you keep consistent with the routines that you take instead of a balance between having the correct mindset?
Well, you know, the problem is a lot of people let self-doubt and negativity affect the way they think, because, you know, you might have been out late or you're not feeling good or, you know, let me just sleep in. You just got to do it. Just do it. It's just that simple. Just do it. If you want to be great, you got to be willing to do what others won't do. I could say this 7 million times because that's really what it comes down to. The problem is most people are not going to do it.
And do you think that is just because people don't want it bad enough, or what is that?
75% of people, literally 75% of people quit before the magic even happens. Why don't you try getting to the finish line? Why don't you try? Try. Get to the finish line. Put the extra work in. Go the extra mile. Sometimes you're so damn close, people don't even realize it. You're so close, but you quit. Quitters never win, and winners never quit.
For the young people that are, because our podcast is predominantly on a lot of marketing as well, can you talk to me a little bit about how Gym Guys does its marketing and how you see social media playing a part in the marketing as well?
You ever heard that song, Can I Get an OPP? Yeah, you know me. You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
Omnipresence, presence. If you're not omnipresent, you will have big problems. So using social media as a channel to just flood out people and demographics that we're in is got to happen. It's got to happen. You got to be everywhere. Whether you're running ads, campaigns, video campaigns, I'm everywhere. As I like to say, ABB, always be branding. You will never catch me anywhere without Gym Guys on. I wear the same clothes every single day. I got 30 of the same shirts, 30 of the same shorts. I'm always branding, always and forever. And that's a very, very important thing to understand, because if you don't have the ability to get in front of people, you're never going to sell your service.
And how did you first start by growing Gym Guys from your first client and then growing it to where is that now? Like, what kind of steps did you take?
I was out everywhere, man. You have no idea. I was everywhere. Street fairs, expos. I used to literally just walk into businesses and just introduce myself, talk to random people. I did a lot of things that were extremely uncomfortable that gave me severe anxiety and just did them. And over time, I became more confident and I got out there more and I made more magic happen and I made more doors open. That's what you got to do. You got to be willing to do those things. That's what's going to move the needle. And if you don't do those things, it's never going to work.
And what are some of the lessons that you really had to learn the hard way that has shaped the way that you do business now?
Well, you know, I think number one is it's very important to understand that at the end of the day, look, you're gonna get burned. Things are gonna happen. You know, bad things. People are gonna screw you. You're gonna lose money. You're gonna make mistakes. Look, a mistake is actually a very good thing, because if you make a mistake once, you learn a lesson, right? Mm. If you make a mistake a second time, that's the decision you chose, and then shame on you.
Since you're you're obviously a big gym guy. But I want to talk to you a little bit about goal setting. How do you go by setting goals, and then how do you go by achieving them?
So here's the biggest problem with most people. Everyone has their New Year's resolution, right? I hate that. That makes me angry. You should have resolutions on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and they should never stop. We have our 3-year Vivid Vision as a company. I have goals I set myself on a daily basis, weekly basis. I'm crushing goals every single day. If you want to procrastinate, look, I'll give you a simple thing. Complexity, okay? Remember this. You should even write it down. It's very, very important, okay? Complexity is the enemy of execution. It's very, very simple. You have to just do it. Just do it. Make goals, get after them, make them happen. Set them on a weekly basis, daily, whatever it is. And make sure you're accomplishing them. Don't waste time. Wasting time is not going to do anything for you.
And for the young listeners, what are some of the skill sets that you think, besides having the right mindset and besides going out there to get it, what kind of practical advice would you give them if they're young or they're just got out of college and they're looking to start their own business, or they're thinking whether they should go work for someone, whether they should go try out something new or digitally or whatnot? What kind of advice would you give the young people listening?
Work on your energy. Work on being excited all the time. Do you hear me? Do you hear me through this? I want people to hear the way I speak. I want people to feel my vibe. I want people to understand my intensity. If you're not confident, if you don't have energy, if you're unable to tell a good story, you're never going to go anywhere. So work on that. Work on getting better. Work on self-development for yourself. It's extremely important.
And do you think that's like the energy and the intensity is something that you're born with, or do you think that's something that you've developed over time?
You develop it. Anyone could develop it. You got to be willing to.
And what kind of steps, hard. What kind of steps would you say would take like a person that's like maybe an introvert in order to have the same level of passion and intensity?
Go to the supermarket and start talking to 5 people a time every time you go there and say hello. Ask them for $5. Can I borrow $5? That's so uncomfortable, man, right? That's so weird. Start singing a song in an aisle in front of a crowded group of people. Start singing a song to them. That's really weird, right? No, it's not, because at the end of the day, that's going to make you successful, because that's allowing you to be uncomfortable. And you must be uncomfortable to get comfortable, right? Pain equals growth. Look, at the end of the day, you might not believe this, but when I'm on and I'm working, I'm extremely extroverted. But when I'm alone, I like to just kind of be alone, to be honest with you. I like to spend time with my family and that's it. I don't have many friends. I don't want many friends. I have a couple that are really good and that's it. I like being around my family and I like, you know, at the end of the day, continuing to sharpen my tools to get better and better. And doing little things like this, little exercises, will only help you.
And how often do you put yourself in a very uncomfortable state?
Every day.
And what kind of steps, besides the ice bath, like, do you try anything? Like, what are the new things that you put yourself in that makes you feel uncomfortable?
I'll just ask sometimes people just weird questions, even in my, you know, in the hallway at my building, when I'm out at the supermarket. I always do something every day. Ask for a coupon when I don't even need it. That could be uncomfortable just for some people. You know, sometimes just asking somebody, you know, can I ask you a question? How handsome do I look? Like, that's really uncomfortable, right? But when you do things like that, you only get better.
And so I want to talk a little bit about gym guys as well. Like, where do you see your company moving? You've also mentioned to me off camera that you're looking to go into the Asian market as well. What kind of growth are you looking for in the next year, 1 year to 5 year plan?
Well, we're going to continue to keep adding, you know, 100 to 150, possibly even more, 200 locations a year. Right now we're doing that. It will probably double by next year. We're going to continue opening up in more countries, continue changing people's lives, continue making a difference, and continue to offer the opportunity for people to make a living and make a difference, right? And, you know, like I said, we're in the people business. We're not in the fitness business. We're in the people business. It's about helping people. So we're going to continue to keep helping people because that's what we do. And we're going to keep expanding. In 15, 20 years, we'll be the largest fitness brand in the world. The chances of that not happening, you got a higher probability of getting hit by lightning 10 times.
How much does digital marketing, where besides the branding that you do on your personal page, besides the branding that you do on Gym Guys' page, how much does paid advertising come into part on you scaling and growing your business?
It's very important. But it's not everything. There's other ways to do it. Remember, when I did this, there was no Facebook. There was no digital ads. I had a website that looked like a five-year-old boy put it together. You just got to talk to people. But, you know, rule of thumb is you want to spend 10% in marketing of what you want to get to and grow sales. So if you want to get to $1 million in sales, you got to spend 100 grand in marketing. That's the rule of thumb.
What are some of the speaking engagements you're now doing more so besides in order to build better brand? What is your strategy to build that omnipresence that you were talking about?
People are just calling me up, you know. I just get hit up on LinkedIn. I get hit up on Instagram, Facebook. People just call me up and ask me, you know, they want to motivate their team. You know, look, there was an article last year in Inc. magazine that told Tony Robbins I'm taking his job. No joke. You can go Google it. I just bring a level of energy and intensity that you're never going to find. I just know that. And I truly also believe I'm one of the baddest people out there.
How
I don't
so?
Even care. What
kind of baddest?
I just mindset wise, I just believe that. Is there someone better? I don't even care. That's what I believe in my mind. Whatever you believe you can achieve is very simple. And these are the things I put in my mind. I believe. I don't look for opinions. I don't ask other questions. This is what I believe. And this is what has gotten to where we are today.
And my last question for you is, if you were to be stripped away of all of your money, resources, and network today, and you had to start all over again, what are the first three things you would do and why?
Grind, grind, grind every single day. I would get out in front of every single person. I would do it all over again. I'd be literally, if I had to color on a piece of paper to promote myself, I would do it. I would just get out there and never stop grinding. That is it. That is it. When people go left, I go right. Be different. Think. People like to say think outside the box. I say think like there's no box. Be able to execute like no one else can and be able to do those things that others won't do. This morning I did my cardio workout. I literally thought I was going to die. You have no idea. I was just having a rough morning. I was tired. And those are the most important ones when you really push yourself. I couldn't wait to stop. Couldn't wait. And I finished, right? I went an extra 5 minutes just to be even crazier. That's what you got to do.
Josh, I appreciate you being on the show. For the people that want to follow you or keep up with what you do, where's the best place to find you?
You could, you know, if you're interested in the business, you could search gymguys.com. Me on Instagram, I'm Josh York GG. You can search me on LinkedIn at Josh York. Simply just Google my name, it'll come up. You can find me anywhere. But, you know, really appreciate you having me on the show, Chris. Thank you so much. And hopefully I added some value and lots of nuggets to a lot of great people that are going to be listening.
Josh, I appreciate being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in again to today's episode. Whenever you are ready, the best way that Chris can help you is through his exclusive Facebook Marketing Mastermind group, where you and a community of like-minded individuals can ask your questions and share the answers. You will also find exclusive content that Chris will regularly share to the group that is only available to group members. Join now at locate852.com/FB. The link is also in the description.